My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin continues to grill his scammer Belinda on her Facebook page. So listen and enjoy.
So let's rejoin the story.
Yes.
You're so excited.
I'm dying.
This is what I love.
I'm dying to know. Oh, my God. What are you going to say to her now?
January 24th. We need you to video talk now.
Now.
That was at 8:53 a.m. 11:14 a.m. I go, I can't take it anymore. Nothing is what it seems. Time to do to myself what I did to my television. I believed I am a fool. Ha, 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 ha. You win. I am threatening to off myself like my lovely flat screen.
Psycho fake Davin's back.
Exactly. Psycho fake Davin is back. 11:35. Hi. From Belinda.
Hi. How you doing?
I go, hello, Prisca.
Prisca. Prisca.
She goes, how are you? I go, don't you know? I wish to talk to you on video chat. She goes, can't do that now. Don't have the computer. I go, hello, Prisca. Well, then, I think we will never see each other face to face. You're a very shrewd person. You fooled me twice. The second time was too much for me.
Oh.
She goes, how did I fool you twice?
She's just ignoring the things that you're saying.
I go, do we really have to do this dance? I believed you. I loved you. You continue to lie to me. But I'm portraying the emotional rape.
Yes.
But most people who are getting scammed, they don't do the research that I do.
No.
Just take it on face value, which is why they're getting scammed.
Right, but I mean, like, if they had an opportunity to find out how badly they'd been screwed over, this is what they present.
Right. She goes, what lie was that? Don't get you. I go, go ask Mavis. You guys are very close, aren't you? She goes, told you, I met her on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Then I send her a bunch of links.
Oh, no!
I send her a bunch of... I go, Mavis Mills, M-I-L-Z-Z-E is the name, but Belinda Abbey comes up in the Facebook description on the website. And then it lists Joe's Mavis Mills as her cousin. And then I pull up the one where link that Joe is seeing. She goes, what is that? I can't know what it is. And that's true. I didn't know that.
Oh.
She's talking to me on the phone. I go, then forget this Prisca, Belinda, Mavis, whoever, whatever, whenever. I go, I can't take it anymore. I just want the pain to end. I tried. I tried for you. I tried for us. I got clean. I poured myself into my work. I put my gun in a safety deposit bank so I would not have to not have access to it. And it was all for a lie. Because remember, I gave up the porn. I gave up the drinking. I put the gun away. I'm working for a better me.
Yeah, you tried to be a Christian. You tried to be a Jew. You tried to be everything.
I tried everything. She goes, Belinda and Prisca are the same person. My name is Belinda Prisca Abbey. I met Mavis on Facebook. I go, well, Mavis' profile is using the name Belinda Abbey. How many other pages besides the one you friended me on does Belinda/Prisca have? She goes, I told you, I have one that I forgot the password. Didn't I? I go, the little girl in the picture with you. What is her real name? She goes, Kasha, why are you asking? Because her pictures online say otherwise. And I found, this is going to sound really bad, on Belinda's page, I found a girl that looked to be about the same age and looked to be about, I couldn't really tell the difference. Mm. So it is possible. That's really one picture. I'm sorry. You know.
Can't tell the difference.
I feel a little like a jerk for saying that, but it's true.
No. You know, based on one picture, yeah. Because people look different profiles.
The kid in both shots look miserable, by the way.
Yeah. She's breaking out the big shovel on this one, Joe says.
Get the spade. Well, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I most certainly did. I go, because her pictures online say otherwise. I go, why are Mavis and Belinda still trolling for guys? Why is a Mavis picture with a Belinda name on a page with the name Belinda Abbey? I am loving a girl who is single and kind. I am loving a girl who is single and kind. I love indoor and outdoor games. I am looking forward to have new friends and get to know other people. I'm really sociable and outgoing. I don't mind having new friends. Let's talk if you want to know me. I am open. Book. Love you all. Mavis knows English ghetto talk. Female. She goes, don't know how that works, have nothing to do about it, and with my child's picture online, I don't know. She goes, I need to see you. She goes, you will see when I can still working on it. I go, the cafes use laptops. The laptops have cameras built into them. They also have headphones. I go, why do you hate me? Who is this person? Mariam Stonesy Abbey.
Joe says,
I'm sure Joe's got reasons.
He says, Supervisor to Terminal 3, Supervisor to Terminal 3, code red, stupid is on to us again.
All scammers on deck. All scammers. Get the boss. The boss is on lunch. He's going to want to see this.
He's going to get him in. Call him.
Get the broads away from the phone. This is a man's job. This is going to take some balls to handle this lunatic mogo.
There's some fur flying in this internet cafe right now. What?
But now here's the thing. She is talking to me on phone, so she's probably not in an internet cafe.
No, I know, but I'm, yeah. I'm
but
just
for
saying.
I go, who is this Miriam Stonesy Abbey? She goes, do you think if I hate you, I will still be here? The cafes here don't use laptops. They use desktops. I go, there's a picture of Ishmael on a cafe on a laptop. And then she answers, Miriam's her cousin. I go, what do you want from me? You were going to get the money, but you came clean. Sort of. Still, there is a big lie that I know that you will not reveal. What is your game?
Wow.
She goes, there is no game. Why do you think so? I go, because I know there is a huge lie out there that you have not revealed to me. I have known it for months. Still, you say nothing. She goes, what lie are you talking about?
Oh, man. She's not good at this.
No, well, she is. She won't answer.
Yeah, she's like, what are you talking about? Hey, come here. We need more people on deck.
I go, I try to put it aside, but then I'm presented with Belinda / Mavis picking up guy stuff using each other's names. I want to see your face when I tell you, or you can come clean with everything right now. It is better if you come clean. I love you and all. I get as bitter pills to choke down. Again, I have to throw in the I love you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She goes, all I have told you is true. Where did you see the pictures of my daughter? I go, the internet. No, all you have not told me is not true. I finally revealed to a friend of mine that I was in love with somebody. He did not judge me. He was happy for me. And then he finds the Mavis / Belinda stuff, other pages you have, because I'm putting it on somebody else.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to be you still want to be the believer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She goes, which internet? Which site? What lie is that? Ask. I go, you want me to believe that after months we spent me getting to know a fake you, that a girl who you said was your good friend, who I fixed up with my friend, is trolling for guys using your name and you know nothing about it?
Tom says, was Belinda in charge of Benghazi? So much denial.
Funny. She goes, yes, and I have nothing to do about it. I go, well, your pal who is dating my friend is a scammer whore using your name.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to tell Richard that one. Who is Pakwatan? That was one of her friends on her page.
Oh, wow.
She goes, okay. She goes, don't know who that is. I go, it's one of Priska's friends. She goes, okay. And no, not okay. She is a scammer. Somebody you told me was a friend is now probably playing my dumbass friend like a fiddle. Not okay at all.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.